Welcome to another Directions Media podcast sponsored by Intergraph Corporation. This is your host, Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief.
Today we have three representatives from Intergraph to talk about Intergraph's spatial data infrastructure, or SDI, offerings. We will focus on the business needs for SDI, what makes up an SDI, the importance of industry standards such as OGC, ISO, and Inspire in SDIs, and specifically we will look at what is Intergraph's SDI offering and some early SDI implementations. On our call today, we have David Holmes, Strategic Marketing Director, Johan Jessink, Government and Transportation Industry Manager, and Roger Harwell, GeoMedia Web Product Manager. Welcome to you all.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
David, let's start with you. Tell us about Intergraph's application for spatial data infrastructure.
I'll be glad to, Joe. To understand Intergraph's spatial data infrastructure offering, or SDI offering, let's first take a look at what governments at local, regional, and national levels are required relative to geospatial information. It's very important for governments at all levels to have current and accurate geospatial-related information to make better decisions in a number of their business workflow areas. We see this being quite important in such areas as emergency management, such as disaster prevention planning or civil protection, monitoring or analysis of natural disasters or large public events. Clearly, this is important in infrastructure management, such as water and wastewater systems or transportation systems and other services that cities provide. It's a very important element of land information management systems, including cadastral planning, urban planning, environmental protection, and so forth. Mapping and cartographic production, especially of distributing the maps around to other government entities and to the public. And, of course, public information services to get the information out to the public and the businesses who need government information. Intergraph's spatial data infrastructures, or SDI, offering represents a standards-based application that provides information discovery, access, and use of geospatially related information in support of decision-making processes.
And David, can you tell me about some of the business drivers motivating SDI and why this is so important for geospatial technology users?
Definitely. What is the need for SDI? We have seen for many years that data is often trapped in what are called or referred to as departmental silos, usually due to different data structures, formats, or systems. Quite often, we will run into organizational boundaries and policies that make it difficult to communicate and collaborate between government entities, between government organizations, and out to businesses and the public. There has been an effort to centralize data in databases, and that certainly is helping in this area, but we still see multiple database instances in different departments and obviously between governments, and there's still quite a bit of effort in copying files, going through translations, and this type of thing to share geospatial information. Of course, once geospatial information, like any data, is copied, it is prone to be out of date and no longer relevant for the particular use. With an SDI implementation, data is no longer trapped in the silos. It's now available to all the departments. Because of using industry standards for access and discovery, it can be easily communicated, distributed, and collaboration can be improved. This is true not only within a government organization, but between government entities, between governments and out to businesses, such as utilities and land developers, and, of course, out to the public. This is all available now as part of industry standard spatial data infrastructures, and security is not an issue. So it's not a matter of that all information is available. It's still only the information that governments want to allow others to have access to, because security protocols can be easily used within the SDI through industry standards. The most important thing is that no physical data exchange takes place, so all of the workflows, all of the people working with this data are working with up-to-date information that is relevant to their particular business operations for decision-making process.
Yeah, thanks, David. Maybe you can go a little deeper in describing Intergraph's business strategy in offering SDI.
Okay. I'd like to talk about five different points on our business strategy. Number one, we offer a complete suite of geospatial services within an SDI that are all based on industry standard interfaces coming out of the OGC and ISO standards bodies. We offer our SDI application via COTS products. So this is not custom software. This is all standard COTS products. It's built on our GeoMedia and TerraShare platforms. Very importantly, it can work with many GIS-related data structures and formats. Intergraph offers a deep domain knowledge of government and transportation business operations and workflows so we can ensure successful SDI implementations for our customers. We have been a member of the OGC, now the GSDI, and now the Inspire organizations, and are helping to lead the definition of SDI standards on a global basis. We've participated in several key European Union SDI projects, and we think that with this strategy, we are leading the way in offering SDI technology and implementations.
Johan, many may be unfamiliar with the Inspire program in Europe. Can you provide a brief overview?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. As David already indicated, and I want to put it more precise, our SDI approach is a use and European Union-centric one. So Inspire stands for Infrastructure for Spatial Information in Europe. Originally, Inspire had the idea to get a common picture of environmental information across the EU. After looking into a little closer, it became clear that this task is a horizontal issue and must have a common view throughout many core layers of information. Now, Inspire is defined by law and European Union directive, whereas all the 27 member states have to follow up on. And from a global point of view, which we from Intergraph have to have, Inspire is one possible method of implementing the concepts of SDI. We see more and more emerging here all over the globe. Now, it was necessary to set up so-called drafting teams, defining specifications, implementing rules in the following aspects of an SDI. For instance, first one, network services, which are basically web services. Second, data specifications in order to have a reference model. Third, for metadata in order to offer and find data. Fourth, data and sharing. And fifth, monitoring and reporting. This is a strong connector to security, access control, and commercialization. These components are also define SDI at a high level. I want to say here that by moving from I have all the data needed along my internal processes and achievements within my data silos, I bought them and translated them into my database, to in addition to my own data, I want to have access to data from others, namely my contracting partners, through services available 24/7. This will be a paradigm shift and move the target from traditional GIS to a services market. By using Intergraph's SDI applications, customers are ready now for future market needs. GIS for a long time was an acronym for spatial purposes. Now SDI is the future.
So as a software solution provider, how is Intergraph participating in the Inspire project?
Intergraph took the strategic initiative a couple of years back to work with the European Union and GRC. This is the Joint Research Center responsible for all the programs we mentioned before. We are directly involved in all drafting teams participating in technical and tactical meetings. Intergraph contributes with its core knowledge and the Geospatial Forum, having many successful implemented projects done already. With this, Intergraph is able to develop on-the-edge products being up-to-date, compliant, following the overall Inspire implementation plan. In addition the European Union announced and will announce funded projects accompanying the process of INSPIRE implementation. Once again, Intergraph is involved in many different projects of this kind, like ESPI Net Plus. This is a best practice workshop. Or GIS for EU. This is data models interoperability. Or the Project Humboldt, which is very important, talking about harmonization and metadata, and so forth. Intergraph also takes part in different standardization bodies, like, as you know, Intergraph is a founding member of OGC and still is working in several OGC groups. In addition to that, Intergraph plays an active role in organizations and bodies like EuroGI. This is the umbrella organization of all European organizations in geospatial information, and also the global SDI organization on named GSDI. So you can clearly see a strategic move supporting INSPIRE, which gives us a competitive advantage from a global perspective in SDI.
So maybe if you can, obviously INSPIRE has been ongoing for some time. Can you give us some examples of SDI case studies?
Yeah, sure, Joe. We are in many of them participating. Let me take the opportunity to name some. In the EU, we can point to the Polish GeoPortal, which is the SDI portal of Poland. You can access, by the way, through maps.geoportal.gov.pl. It covers topographic maps as well as cadastre and municipal management purposes. Or another one, the Czech GeoPortal, which covers topographic maps, cadastre data, also the Slovak National SDI, which is basically an information solution, and several others, like in Spain, with some regional SDIs, as well as in Italy, the region of Veneto. This is the region around Venice, a very nice area there. But also in Asia, there is a portal named AZS. This is a portal for natural disaster management covering the most largest part of Asia. And I want to name another one in Africa. We are part of an implementation team in Nigeria for a census organization. So you can see there are a couple of and many of projects to be named. By the way, these all are also listed at www.intergraph.com/SDI.
Thanks, Hansi. Roger, from a product perspective, what is Intergraph's SDI solution?
Well, Joe, Intergraph's really leading the way in SDI with our application and product offering. All of the products that are in Intergraph's GeoMedia family, both desktop and web, can act as SDI consumers, as clients of OGC web services, no matter whose software is used to produce those services. They can work with data consumed through these sources just as they would work with any other GIS data sources. And as part of our SDI application, GeoMedia Fusion provides harmonization capabilities that are germane to the level of collaboration that takes place within these SDI initiatives. GeoMedia Webmap Professional, and TerraShare provide the ability to stand up the production server side of the various OGC ISO web services used in SDI initiatives, making it very easy for our customers to expose their geospatial assets and functionality in standard SDI fashion. And finally, we provide a couple of COTS products that are specifically designed for SDI. GeoMedia SDI Pro provides server-side production of more advanced OGC ISO web services, and it allows for configuration, customization, security, and monitoring of those services. GeoMedia SDI Portal is a product that will be released early next year that's a modern, powerful web browser-based application that can consume the content, the result of these SDI web services, into a single integrated application. It's fully configurable, fully customizable, with multiple web service connectors to meet the needs of our many customers who need to stand up a thin client SDI portal application.
Thanks, Roger, for that explanation. So what is Intergraph doing to support industry standards and keeping on top of what is being discussed within the various technical committees of OGC and the INSPIRE program?
Well, really, as has already been mentioned, Intergraph is a founding and principal member of OGC, and we remain very active in working to define the various standards that are used within an SDI. And as Hansi noted, Intergraph is fully engaged in the INSPIRE European SDI initiative, sitting on a number of the implementing guideline committees. And as a result, we're constantly enhancing our products to meet the evolving specifications of the standards being produced by these bodies.
So can you give me a roadmap for Intergraph's SDI product?
Sure. The latest release of our GeoMedia desktop and web products, 615, provided a number of SDI-related enhancements, such as the support of WMS hierarchical legends, and it provided the context for the first release of our first dedicated SDI product, GeoMedia SDI Pro. And all of these products will continue to have major enhancements in their next release, 616, such as the support of the new web map tiling service, even furthering our SDI capabilities. And that release will provide the context for our next major SDI-dedicated client-side product, GeoMedia SDI Portal.
So for a summary of what Intergraph's SDI strategy is, let me turn back to David for a second. David, can you wrap up this discussion for us?
I'll be glad to. Thank you, Jeff. As you have heard, we offer a complete suite of geospatial services for implementing SDIs, all based on industry standard, the OGC and ISO industry specifications for working with geospatial information, using our GeoMedia and TerraShare product platform. And very importantly, we work with many different types of GIS-related data structures. As Hansi spoke about, we are members of the OGC, GSDI, and INSPIRE organizations, helping to lead the definition of SDI standards as we go forward. We are participating in several key European Union SDI projects and heard quite a bit about some of our SDI early implementations across Europe, in Asia, and in Africa now. So we think that we are leading the way in offering SDI technology and implementations. We'd like to encourage all the listeners to learn more about Intergraph's SDI offering at www.intergraph.com/SDI.
Well, great. Thanks, David, and thanks, everyone. This has been a very useful discussion and one I hope will be a tremendous resource for those looking at implementing a strategy for SDI. And as David said, if our listeners would like more information, they can go to the website, www.intergraph.com/SDI.
Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast sponsored by Intergraph Corporation. We hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to tell a friend about Directions Media.